Good evening, everybody. Usually I like to start out with telling y'all a little about myself, but since tonight my sermon kind of goes with testimonies, so I'm not going to share my testimony like normal. But most of y'all know me by my aunt, who goes to church here, Holly. I moved here in the 8th grade and I came back in the 9th. But anyways, we're going to go to Galatians tonight, chapter 6. In Galatians chapter 6, it's mainly all about testimonies. The first part is telling us how we could help someone who falls. The second part is four pitfalls that will ruin your testimony, such as pride, comparing yourself to others, selflessness, and lying to yourself. Make sure your walk matches your talk, just like it says in verse 11. It says, "Ye see how large a letter I have written unto you with mine own hand." Be sure that if you're going to tell your testimony right, make sure you tell the truth. Don't try to make it sound good to impress others. There's three parts to having a really powerful testimony. The first part is focus on the cross, verse 14. "But good forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world." The second part is realize you are not the same person anymore. That's verse 15 through 16. "For in Christ Jesus neither circumcisions availeth anything nor uncircumcisions, but a new creature. And as many as walk according to this rule, peace be on them and mercy, and upon the Israel of God." The third part is we must be willing to wear the scars. Verse 17, "From hereforth let no man trouble me, for I bear in the body that the marks of the Lord Jesus." The first part, focusing on the cross. Whenever you tell your testimony, you need to focus on what God has done for you, not what you used to do before you were saved and before God came into your life. I personally was telling my testimony wrong. I would always start off with a little joke from way back when I was in sixth grade. And I've told that testimony so many times, and I finally realized that I've been telling it the wrong way. But with a testimony, it's really easy to get caught up in someone's story. If someone walks up to you and tells you their testimony and says, "Before I got saved, I used to do drugs," or "I used to be an alcoholic," well, that's going to get our attention really quick, because we want to know, well, what kind of drugs have you done? What all have you done in your life? But if you walk up to someone and say, you know, "I was saved on June 2nd of so-and-so year," that should also catch someone's attention, because you're giving all glory to God. And that's why we should tell our testimonies, to share the word of God and to give glory to God for what he has done for us. And your testimony is a simple way for people who are not preachers, who are not part of a church really, like school teachers or Sunday school teachers and stuff. A testimony is for anybody that is saved to be able to tell anybody and be confident in what you're saying, because it's the truth. And the more you focus on God and the less you focus on the worldly things, your testimony will be more powerful and more truthful. The second part is realize you are not the same anymore. To have a powerful testimony, you need to be confident in your testimony that, you know, "I'm not the same person that I was before I was saved. I am a changed person. God has came into me and changed who I am, physically, emotionally, state, everything." And in 2 Corinthians, verse 17, it says, "There, Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. When you say the prayer and allow God to come into your life, you're allowing God to have full control over your life, saying, you know, here's the old me. I want to cast away the old me. I don't want anything to do with me. It's time for you and me to start a new beginning. Let's start from the beginning with a total new person. And that's something a lot of us have trouble doing, even myself. Whenever I first got saved, I was still scared. I didn't know really what to do. And I wasn't willing to just basically throw myself to the lions. I didn't really want God to like go off and have high plans for me. I wanted to be safe in my little cozy area where I was saved and that's it. But as every Christian knows, God isn't going to allow that. He is going to pressure you and poke at you until you finally say, okay, God, what is it that you need me to do? And he will get you, because I never thought that I would be standing before anybody spreading God's word. I was a 16-year-old kid, or 17 actually, thinking, you know, no, this isn't what I'm supposed to do. You're crazy, you know. No, I ain't going to listen to you. I'm just going to keep on doing what I'm doing, go to church and everything. But finally, he hit that right spot to where I actually thought about it and thought about, you know, how good it feels to share God's word. And ever since then, you know, my life has been different. But anyways, most people, whenever you tell them that you need to turn your life completely over to God, they're like, well, it's not that easy. Well, the truth is it's not. No one ever said that it was going to be easy. But it is simple. If you will follow God's word, this whole book right here is simple. It will lead you the way you want, way God wants you to lead. It won't be easy, because people are going to try to put you down. They're going to say bad things. And you're going to want to do things that you may used to do, but it's going to take the power to say no. And the third thing is, we must be willing to wear the scars. The Apostle Paul was hurt. He was rejected by his best friend. He was beaten more than once within a few strokes of death. One time he even was stoned to the point of death, but he lived. He could literally take his shirt off and show you the scars on his body. That's why in verse 17 it says, "For hereforth let no man trouble me." That little small part of that verse is saying, do not bother me if you're going to try to discourage me. And that's one of the things that we have a problem with, is because someone will always try to say, well, you're just a goody-two-shoe, you don't do this, or always trying to pressure you, or saying, you know, bad, horrible things about you from just because what you believe. And a lot of times people, you know, tend to think, well, these people are going to think bad about me, so maybe I should just lay back. Well, that's a big problem, because as Christians, as time goes on, we're starting to lay back a little bit more as time goes on. And we should be standing up for God. In one of my favorite verses of all time, it's Galatians 2:20. And Galatians 2:20, Galatians 2:20 says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. That verse is awesome. That's basically saying we should allow God to live in our, to come into us and live in us so much that others see us without us being able to speak. Just by our actions, they should be able to see God in us. And that's one thing that I really try to strive for, is so people can see God in me. Because with me being younger than most people who I preach to, a lot of people don't want to quite listen to me because, you know, I'm young. I don't know what I'm talking about sometimes. But I try my hardest to allow him to shine through me so others can see it. From the point that you say, you know, yes, God, I want you to allow you to be in my life and control my life, there's going to be someone right behind you just saying, that was a bad choice. What are you thinking? Who do you think you are and all that? But we should be able to put that behind us and say, you know what, with God, I can do anything. With God, I could go do anything and everything. And one, your testimony, if you tell the truth and don't try to one-up someone, don't try to say, okay, say my story, I come from a broken home. Okay, well, I'm going to allow someone else to tell their testimony. Well, they're going to be like, well, I got to think of something better than that. Let's see, what can I think? Okay, when I was so-and-so age, I used to do drugs, and then I got saved. Well, you don't need to lie to yourself. If you lie to yourself, then you'll start to believe it. Because if you convince yourself that, you know, if I can say this, it's easy to convince others because others want to hear your testimony. I know I do. I love hearing testimonies, even if it's the one from drugs to on this date I got saved. That's an amen in my book because you know what? We all got the same thing. We all got saved. We're all going to go to the same place. It's just knowing the difference from saying, you know, I want to make my story better than yours. Don't try to one-up somebody. Your story is you. It's who you are. It's who you will be. And your story, it can impact anybody. You don't have to, you know, say every single detail, but you could walk up to some random person and just say, you know, I want to tell you about God through my testimony. That's all you really need. You don't have to have a Bible with you. We can share the Word of God without the Bible as long as you know the truth and are true to them and to yourself. Now, your testimony is the way you live, but it's also, once you start telling your testimony, it becomes who you are. If you change your testimony each week, no one will really want to listen to it. So we need to stay on the straight path, focus on the cross, focus only on God and what He has done for you. Realize, you know, you're not the same, and don't be scared. As time goes on, we kind of are getting a little scared to speak up about God. Some people are afraid that if, you know, if I say, well, I got saved or I believe in God, that they won't fit in with everybody else. Well, I tell you, you can fit in with just about anybody in my book if you tell about God, because if you tell your story to someone that's not saved, they're going to listen. They may listen with discouragement or kind of like ridiculousness, but they are listening. As long as you get the point across that, you know, God does save, and it's simple. You don't have to say, okay, you have to be saved, you have to say this 20-minute long prayer. You have to get up in front of everybody in the church. You have to get up here in front of everybody and tell what you were going through. No, you could get saved by yourself, with a friend, with a family member, with a preacher. It doesn't matter as long as you open your heart and say the prayer and mean it with your heart. You can't just walk into a back room or somewhere with somebody and say, okay, God, let's go. Come on, let's finish this. You have to actually mean it. And God listens to whether if you mean it or not. And if you don't mean it, God's going to be like, well, he don't really mean it. And then He's going to keep on poking you until He gets the point across that, you know, we didn't get it right the first time. And believe me, He will. He'll push you pretty hard because he got me, and I'm pretty stubborn. But I want to challenge y'all this week. Go up to, it could be any person, family member, someone you don't know, just someone, and share your testimony. If you use the 3 points that I gave you, your testimony will be powerful and you will give glory to God. But don't be scared. It doesn't have to be a complete stranger. It could be just a friend that you know does not go to church or anything. And just share your testimony. It's just as simple as that. You don't have to go, you know, in huge debt. Just tell them the truth. And that's all I got tonight. Appreciate everybody coming out.